I grew up in New Orleans. I was born there. You know, I can always I can remember turning on the Canal Street and seeing the crowds and the floats, and those things just, you know, you carry them with you every time you pick up your horn.
Ben Jaffe is the leader of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, though, of course, at age 40, he's not the first. The band first started touring back in 1963, when it was led by his father. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Elisa Ali. New Orleans' Preservation Hall is a centuries-old building in the French Quarter that, in the early 1960s, was turned into a performance hall by a couple named Alan and Sandra Jaffe. With no air conditioning and no liquor, the space has long been dedicated to only one thing: spreading the gospel of New Orleans jazz to everyone, all ages, who will listen. For almost 50 years now, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band has been heating up the stage there and all over the world with some of the greatest American music ever made. The band has continued touring up a storm this year, and we found them in our Yankee neck of the woods. So to celebrate, we headed to City Winery, where an audience of WFUV Marquee members got to enjoy a live performance by the band. In between sets, band leader Ben Jaffe chatted with FUV's Rita Houston on stage about growing up in the Big Easy.
It's interesting. When you grew up in New Orleans, you grew up with music all around you. You know, they play it at funerals. They play this style of music at church. They play this music at social functions. So you grew up hearing this music. So you're never introduced to it. It's part of who you are. It's kind of like red beans and rice and gumbo. You don't one day, you know, at 15 taste red beans and rice. I mean, you've been nursed on red beans and rice. You know. So music for the core of New Orleans is like that for us. You know, I mean, I would definitely say that getting to play with my Piran, my godfather, who's actually Mark's great uncle Harold Dejean, at 9 years old, when you're a little kid and given a chance to march in a carnival parade, that has a lasting impact on you. You know, I can remember turning on the Canal Street and seeing the crowds and the floats and being sandwiched in between him and my dad, you know, and those things just, you know, you carry them with you every time you pick up your horn.
Well, the prayers all been in town, we come to play. Prayers all been in town, we come to play. Oh, all the bands in town, we come to play. Sweep up the ashes, get out the way. Prayers all been in town, we come to play. Where the prayers all been in town, we come to play. Prayers all been in town, we come to play. Oh, all the bands in town, we come to play. Sweep up the hatches, get out the way. Prayers all been in town, we come to play.
A lot of the things we do up here, they're not documented anywhere. Nobody wrote down the exact melodies or how many choruses to take or how you know what key or what the tempo is. I mean, these are all little things that you learn getting to, you know, sitting next to people like Charlie Gabriel. And he learned them from the generation of musicians before him, from Jim Robinson and George Lewis. And you just keep tracing it back and back. New Orleans is, I mean, there's more live music in our schools and in our streets. It's always been that way. And it's amazing. It's like when something like the devastation of your city, you know, and New York, you know, knows what major tragedy can do to a city. It can make it stronger in a lot of ways, and it's made New Orleans a much stronger place.
That's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band in a live performance of That's a Plenty. And before that, the band's in town. The latter song appears on their album, American Legacies. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.